当我们在纪念我们的神的时候，当我们纪念我们主的时候，当我们真看见我们是何等的不配，我们没有先来爱神，我们甚至来排斥他，来抗拒他，但神的爱没有放弃，他一次一次来挽回我们，用爱来吸引我们。何等爱我们的神，我们怎么能不感谢，我们怎么能不敬拜。我们一同来赞美他。
Became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing.Jesus Messiah, Lamb above all names, Praise the Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners. The ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, His blood the wine.Broken and poor, oh, for love, the whole earth trembled, and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, praise the Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sin. The ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of Emmanuel,
的名是超乎万名之上的名，他的名是最甜美的名，天上地下没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救，唯有他的名我们能够得救。
His name is exalted far above the earth. Give glory and honor and praise unto His name.
别无他名，
别无他名，唯有基督耶稣圣名。别无他名，唯有主耶稣圣名。别无他名，唯有我主耶稣。他是配得荣耀，他是配得尊贵，他是配得全能和颂赞。别无他名，唯有主耶稣圣名。别无他名，唯有主耶稣圣名。别无他 名唯有我，主耶稣，他是黑的荣耀，他是黑的尊贵，他是黑的全能和颂赞，他名已被高举在全地之上，他名是远超过诸天，他名已被高举在全地之上，将荣耀与尊贵和颂赞归给他，别无他名，唯有主耶稣圣名，别无他名，唯有主耶稣圣名，别无他名，唯有我主耶稣，他是配得荣耀，他是配得尊贵，他是配得全能和颂赞，他是配得荣耀，他是配得尊贵，他是配得全能和颂赞。
主，愿你在我们心中掌权，愿你在我们心中掌权，
上你圣宝座，在我心深处，愿我心成为你宝座，完全属于你主。主，登上你圣宝座，在我心深处，愿我心成为你宝座，完全属于你。荣耀国度，你执掌权柄，永远无止境，永远无止境，永远。祝你真配得掌权，祝登上你圣宝座，在天地掌权，愿全地成为你宝座，完全属于你。你荣耀国度，你执掌权柄，永远无止境，永远无止境，永远无止境，祝你在
主，愿我们有一颗心，愿你在我们心中来掌权。去除我们心里所有的不幸，去除我们心里所有的骄傲，去除我们心里所有拦阻我们来到你面前的。我们愿你在我们心里来掌权，我们愿你在全地掌权。主，在我们心里，求你到我们心里。
深处，登上心成为你宝座，完全属于你。你荣耀过度，你执掌权柄，永远无止境，永远无止境，永远无止境。祝你真美的你荣耀国度，你执掌权柄，永远无止境，永远无止境。
你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。愿你的宝座设立在我们心中。愿你，我们愿意让你在我们心里掌权。主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。奉主的名祷告，阿门。弟兄姐妹，请坐。
上一个周末我们退休会的信息最后停在我们要兴起发光，我们要成为耶稣基督复活的见证。
Last weekend's church retreat message concluded with the call for us to arise and shine to become witnesses of Jesus' resurrection.
成为神的见证是神他托付给我们的一个使命。
Being God's witnesses is the commission which God has entrusted to us.
我们要回到圣经来看看，我们才能够更清楚地明白什么是见证。
We must return to the scripture so that we can see and gain a clearer understanding of this.
而主要我们活出什么样的复活的见证
so that we can know what witness means and what kind of resurrection testimony we are to bear.
而且让成为主的见证是我们生命的源头，而且是我们生命的中心。
And let bearing witness to the Lord become the source of our lives and the center of our existence.
我们在说，见证主是神他托付给我们的使命。
The mission entrusted to us by the Lord is a command.
主托付给我们的使命就是一个命令。
It is a command.
这是说我们就是要成为他的见证。
That is, the Lord says we are to be His witnesses.
一方面是说到我们这些被神从世界上面呼召分别出来的，被他拯救的。
On the one hand, this speaks to our calling to be set apart from the world, saved by His precious blood.
那我们恢复了神儿女的身份，我们这些重新得救的人就是见证。
And that our identity of being God's children has been restored, and that this new creation that we are is the testimony.
另外一方面也说到，这是命令，不是一个可有可无的一个选择。
So on the one hand, it means that this is not an option or a choice.
保罗他说，我若是甘心做这事，我就得到赏赐。若不甘心，责任已经托付给我了。
So Paul says, for if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with a stewardship.
我们千万不要以为说，哦，就是只有那些口才很好，哦，很懂圣经的人，这些人才能够为主来做见证。
So let's not be mistaken, to believe that this witness, that being a witness is only the responsibility of brothers and sisters who are eloquent or that are more spiritual.
而我呢，我口才又不好，我圣经又不懂的话，所以呢，我不必做见证，这也不是我可以做的见证。
And so as for me, I cannot speak well, and I don't understand the Bible, and so I don't need to, or can I be a witness?
但是这是一个不正确的认知。
But this is an incorrect understanding.
我们每一个被神拯救的儿女，我们都要成为神的见证。
Every child of God must be a witness.
我想没有人会说我不知道怎么活吧。
None of us would say, well, I don't know how to live.
我们不是还是活在我们的罪人的当中。
Unless we're still living out our life as a sinner.
我们就是活出一个新的生命来见证神。
But we must live in a life of being a witness of His resurrection.
所以我们或者是没有见证，不然的话，我们就是成为神的见证。
Or the other side, the flip side would be that we're just not living out His testimony.
不论我们觉得我们够不够资格，我们有没有这个能力。
Regardless of whether we feel we are qualified or capable.
主已经将这个伟大的使命托付给我们。
The Lord has already entrusted to us this great commission.
若是我们愿意将我们自己献上，
If we're willing to dedicate ourselves to the Lord,
我们让主来使用，我们就可以成为神的见证。
And let God use us, then we can be His witnesses.
我们必定要得到神的赏赐。
And we will surely receive a reward from Him.
这个赏赐不是说我们以后到天上才能够得到的赏赐。
This reward is not talking aboutReward in the future in heaven.
这个赏赐是我们现在在现实的生活当中，我们就可以活出一个不一样的生命。
This reward is talking about living in this here and now that we can live a different life.
说到将来我们要在主的面前交账的时候，
and that when we stand before God and give our account,
神所要问的并不是说我们为了神做了些什么事。
God is not going to ask what have you done for me.
神他所要问的是说。我托付给你的，你做了多少？
Instead, he will ask, "What did you do with what was entrusted to you?"
主耶稣也曾经说，到那日必有很多人说：“主啊，主啊，主啊！我不是奉着你的名医病，我不是奉着你们传道赶鬼，奉着人民兴的许多奇能异事吗？”
The Lord Jesus said, "On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?'" Then I will declare to them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
对，主会明明地说，我从来不认识你，因为你们这些做人离开我。
He declared to them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, because you are workers of lawlessness.
因为这些人他不是按照主所吩咐的，而是按照自己的想法。
Because these people act according to their own will, not according to what the Lord Jesus commanded them.
不是去见证人自己。
And it's not, when we say bear witness, it's not bearing witness of a person.
如果我们认为说，哦，我为主的做的这些事情，就是为神做见证。
If we think that these things I do are the testimony of Jesus Christ,
我们一定会落入一个自高自大、自满、骄傲。 的心态。
Then we will inevitably fall into a mindset of self-exaltation, self-importance, self-satisfaction, and pride.
见证是要见证主耶稣基督。
Testimony is to bear witness to the Lord Jesus.
不是见证我。
It's not to testify to myself.
如果有位弟兄或姐妹他说，你看你看，我为主做了什么？
If a brother or sister says, well, look at how much I have done for the Lord.
你看我为主奉献多少。
Look at how much I have dedicated to the Lord.
你看我为主传了多少福音，让多少人得救。
And how much of the gospel I have preached and so many are saved because of me.
你看我教会做了多少的服事。
And how much I have served in the church.
你看我做这个，你看我做那个。
See, look at what I have done. I have done this, I have done that.
这是我们在夸耀我们自己。
Then this would be boasting about myself.
我们是在窃取神的荣耀。
And that is stealing God's glory.
这绝对不是神他所要的见证。
This is absolutely not the testimony that God desires.
见证是要让人从我们身上看到主耶稣基督。
Testimony is meant to reveal the Lord Jesus that others may see Jesus through us.
我不过只是神他所使用的一个器皿。
We are merely vessels that God can use.
从我这里面活出耶稣基督。
And that from me, Jesus Christ is being lived out.
若是有任何一位弟兄姐妹他所谓的见证，
If any so-called testimony
让大家看到的是，哦，这位弟兄，这位姐妹，他如何如何，
causes brothers and sisters to see, oh, how wonderful is this brother or sister.
但是却没有让人看到耶稣基督。
And yet others cannot see Jesus Christ.
这不是神所要的见证。
Then this is not the testimony that God wants.
这只是高抬个人而已。
This is but promoting someone.
神要我们成为的见证是，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
The testimony that he wants is he must increase and I must decrease.
当人要看到我们的时候，看到的不再是我原来这个人。
When people see us, they don't see our old self.
而是看到了那位看不见的神。
That they can see the invisible God.
我们无神活出的一个见证比我们口中说出的更为有力。
Because when we live out God, and when people see it, it is so much more powerful.
另外一方面，神他要见证他自己。
And you can, we also see that God testifies about himself.
我们一起来看约翰福音五章三十七到四十节。
We can look at John 5:37-40.
我们先念中文再英文。
We'll read it in Chinese first and then in English.
差我来的父也为我做过见证，你们从来没有听过他的声音，也没有看过他的形象，你们并没有他的道存在心里，因为他所差来的你们不信。你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Okay, let's read it in English. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
主耶稣说，天上的父为他做见证。
The Lord Jesus said that the Heavenly Father bears witness to him.
我们所读的圣经也是见证主耶稣。
The scriptures that we read also bears witness to him.
主耶稣的见证就是他是神自己。
The Lord Jesus testified that he is God himself.
以道成肉身的身份完全的显现神他的性情，他的作为，他的意念。
He is the Son of Man in incarnate form, and he revealed the true nature and thoughts and the works of God.
让我们这些人从主耶稣的身上可以看到这位创造我们的父神。
This enables us human beings to clearly see the Father God who has created us.
所以我们不是去做一个见证，而是我们要活出一个主耶稣 的见证。
So we're not just about giving a testimony, we are to live to be the Lord's witness.
这是在路加福音里面主耶稣的命令。
In Luke chapter 24, that's the Lord Jesus thought.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直到传到万邦， 你们就是这些事的见证。
In Luke 24:47-48, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.
见证我们不是去传一个道理，去说一个故事。
Witnessing is not about preaching a doctrine.
也不是我们去做某一件事情。
Or to just perform a task.
见证是从我们身上真实的活出一个事。生命。
Witnessing is about living a genuine life.
我们所信的神在我们身上是不是真实？
Is the God that I believe in real in my life?
是不是一个真正的神在我里面活着？
Is he a truly living God within me?
我年轻的时候，我有一些追求，我想更认识的认识主。
When I was young, I pursued deeper knowledge of the Lord.
在当时教会的年轻弟兄姐妹单身组里面的服事。
I was serving in the church's young singles couples group.
所以呢，常常也需要来讲一些圣经上面的真理。
Oftentimes, I had to share some biblical truth.
从外面看来，好像似乎所谓的很属灵。
Outwardly, it seems like I was spiritual.
但是结婚了之后呢？说实在，只有身边的人最能够看到一个真实的情况。
But after getting married, only those who are closest to you can truly see the real you.
所以呢，有一次在家里面有一些比较热烈的讨论的时候。
So that was one time at home we had some heated debate.
我姐妹说啊。
My wife said to me.
她说啊，你只会讲耶稣。
She said, "You can only talk about. You only know how to talk about Jesus."
你一点也不像主耶稣。
But you are not like Jesus at all.
主耶稣才不会像你这样子。
The Lord Jesus is nothing like you.
这段话一棒把我打醒。
And suddenly I was struck and I woke up.
原来我只是会用主耶稣的话去教训别人。
And I could only use the Lord Jesus' words to instruct others.
我这个人呢，根本没有活出主耶稣他的生命。
But I did not live out the Lord Jesus' life.
见证是一个活出真实的主耶稣的生命。
Being a true witness is living out the life of the Lord Jesus.
所以主要我们活出一个复活的生命的见证。
So the Lord wants us to live out as a witness of His resurrection.
我们就要更清楚地知道，明白。主要我们活出什么样的见证
？So we need to understand more clearly what kind of witness or testimony he wants us to live out.
我们要知道见证的中心就是主耶稣基督他自己。
We must know that the center of our testimony is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
在约翰福音里面说到，从来没有人见过神，只有父怀当中的独生子将他表明出来。
In John 1:18, no one has ever seen God. The only Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has made Him known.
在神所有的旨意当中，只有主耶稣基督，神的儿子，他的自己。
In God's will, there is only the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣，他是神，他所要完成一个丰满的一个见证。
He alone is the full testimony that God intends to fulfill.
因为只有主耶稣他能够真实的将父神活出来。
Because he alone can perfectly and authentically and live out God's likeness and image.
他是一个神跟人完全合一。
He is God and man perfectly united in one.
他真是一个神儿女的一个模样。
He truly is the pattern of God's children.
所以我们所有的见证的一个中心就是只有在主耶稣基督。
So all of the entire center of our testimony is on the Lord Jesus Christ.
而这个见证的显明在于基督在我里面活着。
And the manifestation of this testimony lies in Christ living in me.
就如保罗他所说的，如今活着。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Just as what Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
一个真正神儿女生命的显出显现。
The manifestation of a true child of God.
就是我们这些原本罪人的生命已经跟主耶稣同钉十字架。
Is that our original sinful life has been crucified with the Lord Jesus.
现在我活出来的不再是以前我罪人的生命。
And what now lives is no longer that old sinful life.
而是主耶稣他那复活的生命在我里面活出来了。
But the resurrected life of the Lord Jesus that is living out in me.
所以我们再来看看活出这个复活生命要见证什么。
So let's look at what is this resurrected life being lived out and testified to.
我们都知道我们是已经从世界上面被神所呼召出来分别为圣的。
We all know that we have been called out and set apart from the world by Him.
我们也因为主耶稣他的舍命的赎价，让我们重生了。
Through His sacrificial death and redemption, we are born again.
因着我们相信神，他的生命已经住在我们的里面了。
By believing in Him, we have His resurrected life in us.
我们得救人身上要活出这位三合一的真神。
And through this new life, we want to live out this triune eternal God.
我们不只有神的形象，我们更有神的样式。
Not only we possess the nature of Him, but we also have His likeness.
甚至的性情都在我们里面。
And the triune God is in us.
在我们生活当中，更有圣灵再来引导我们。
And that in our daily life, we have the Holy Spirit leading us.
也借着我们愿意悔改，我们愿意归正。
And through us willing to repent and be corrected.
将我们自己的生命主权交在主的手上。
And yield our lordship to Him.
让圣灵在我们里面来掌管我们一切的生活。
So that the Holy Spirit may reign in every aspect of our lives.
而且我们更相信圣经上面神他所说的所有的应许。
And we also believe in every promise that is in the scripture.
我们相信神的话带着能力。
And that His word is with power.
这个能力能够让我能够来遵守。
This power would enable me to observe all His commands.
神的能力能够来改变我。
God's power can change me.
慢慢的，主耶稣复活的生命在我里面一点一点，在我这个肉身里面能够显现出来。
And bit by bit, His life is being manifested through me.
而一点一滴的，我也可以活出像主耶稣那样荣美的生命。
Little by little, I can live out the glorious life of Jesus.
让世界上面那些还不认识神，甚至不相信神的人
，so that those who do not know God, who do not believe in God,
从我们的身上可以看到那位又真又活的主耶稣。
They can see the true and living Jesus.
这不是说我们他仅仅是从单独的一位弟兄或姐妹身上活出来。
Not only that he's living his life out through a single brother or a single sister.
而神是要在所有属于神的儿女里面共同活出这样一个生命。
But that it is collectively he's being lived out through us.
神他所要的见证不是让任何单独一个人去完成的。
His testimony is not being accomplished through just one person.
是要从我们所有神的儿女里面来共同见证出来。
But it is a collective testimony being lived out through all of us.
这是所谓的团体的见证。
And this is called a corporate testimony.
是在耶稣基督的身体里面的见证。
A testimony within the body of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要害怕说，哦，我可能没有办法完成主耶稣托付给我这样一个，使命。
So brothers and sisters, don't worry or afraid that I alone cannot fulfill this commission that God has entrusted to me.
因为这是神他要在教会里面完成的一个见证。
Because this is a testimony that God intends to accomplish through the church.
在教会当中，我们一起来见证耶稣基督是教会的元首。
Within the church, we together must testify that Christ is the head of the church.
在凡事上面都是居首位。
And that He has the preeminence in all things.
不只是在教会里面，主耶稣基督是一切的首位。
Not only He has preeminence in the church in all things.
就是从我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们个人身上里面开始。
But also in every one of us.
从我里面将耶稣基督当作首位。
That through us he may have the preeminence.
我们在教会里面说，尊主耶稣为大，就是我们所有的事情都要根据圣经神的话
And so we say we exalt the Lord, that Jesus Christ as Lord. All things must be based on the Bible.
同时跟随圣灵在教会里面当中的带领。
While we also follow the Holy Spirit's guidance.
而有这样信心，主耶稣必要完成他在我们教会他所托付的使命。
And through faith, we can fulfill what God has entrusted to us.
所以我们见证，我们不是去靠我们自己的想法。
So our testimony is not our own ideas.
也不是我们要坚持我们 要怎么做。
Or that we insist on our own personal preferences.
而是有教会的元首主耶稣基督他在带领我们。
But it is the Lord Jesus Christ who is the head of the church and who leads the church.
当主耶稣的生命在我们每一个弟兄姐妹里面活出来的时候，
When the life of the Lord is lived out through all of us.
我们在这个耶稣基督的身体里面，
We being in this body of Christ,
我们就同受一个圣灵。
We receive one spirit.
记得守维牧师曾经说过。
And Pastor Mary has once said.
有福音朋友或是从外地来的弟兄姐妹来到我们教会当中。
When there are gospel friends or when brothers and sisters that came from other places to visit us,
当第一次来的时候，他们说他们都有一个共同的感觉。
When they first came, they all shared this one experience.
觉得在我们在这边闻到一股不一样的空气。
That they sense a different atmosphere here.
可能我们弟兄姐妹，我们不知道有什么不一样的空气。
I don't know if you know what a different atmosphere we have.
他们说在这边感到一个好像不属于世界的味道。
That they sense something that we are not of this world.
有一个非常属天、一个和谐的气氛
在
我们当中。
That this is not worldly, and also it is there's a heavenly harmony among us.
他觉得说主耶稣就在你们当中。
And that they feel that the Lord Jesus is right here among us.
这不是说我们要开始自夸，我们开始骄傲自大。
And please don't think that now we can boast and be arrogant.
我们真的要感谢主，
we need to thank. We need to thank the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们在不知不觉当中，我们已经慢慢的将主耶稣活出来。
Unbeknownst to ourselves, brothers and sisters, we are gradually living out the Lord's life.
让别人感觉到神在我们当中。
The people feel, they sense that the Lord is among us.
这不是说我们刻意去营造或者去做一些什么事情。
It's not that we deliberately try to create some kind of atmosphere.
而是主耶稣的生命。
Rather, it is His life.
在你身上一点，在他身上一点，在每个人身上一点一点的改变我们。
Transforming you and me bit by bit.
这是主耶稣他正在做的工作，
it is the Lord,
是还没有完成的工作。
It is the Lord Jesus' work that He is doing, but is not yet complete.
我们要让更多人在我们当中能够看到主耶稣。
We want more people to be able to see that the Lord Jesus is among us.
不只是感觉到主耶稣在我们当中。
Not only that.
他们要羡慕能够得到这样一个生命。
But that they desire to also have such a life.
当他们看到主耶稣又真又活活在我们每个人当中的时候，
and that when they recognize that the Lord Jesus is the true and living God with, among us,
人也愿意悔改，愿意来回转，来接受主耶稣做他们个人的救主。
People will be willing to repent and believe and accept Him as their personal Savior.
这是我主要在我们当中继续不断工作所要完成的使命。
This is the commission that we must fulfill, continue to fulfill in our midst.
所以呢，我们要不断地被圣灵来光照跟启示。
That's the reason why we need to be continually enlightened by the Holy Spirit.
我们要按照圣经上面神的心意来教训。
And we also must teach according to God's will as revealed in the Scripture.
不是按照我们自己的意思。
Not according to our own desires.
不是说教会我们要做见证，我们就开始来这个来脑力激荡，我们要做什么？我们要怎么为主来做见证
？Not that we try to put our head, our ideas together what to do next.
我们凡事要先来求问主。
We need to seek the Lord first in all matters.
看圣灵怎么样来带领我们。
And see how the Holy Spirit guides us.
在几个礼拜之前，我开始准备今天的信息。
Several weeks ago, I was preparing for today's message.
按照教会的读经进度，还有我自己里面的一些感动。
Following the church's Bible reading schedule and the inspiration that I had in my heart,
我准备了好几个题目，开始写一些大纲。
I started preparing several different topics and started writing the outline.
还不是很确定说主耶稣到底要我讲哪一个题目。
I wasn't certain which one the Lord wanted me to speak on.
在祷告当中不断的问主，但是还是觉得好像神并没有给我一个特别的没有特别圣灵的印证。
I kept praying to the Lord, but as if it was still unclear as to which one for sure.
但是就在退休会之前几天。
And then a few days before the retreat.
圣灵很奇妙的让我忽然看到一本郑天福老弟兄他所写的主的见证。
The Lord had me read a book that was written by late elderly brother Tian Fu Zhang, and it is the title is called The Lord's Testimony.
这不是我特别去找一本这个有关于主见证的书。
It wasn't that I intentionally looked for a book to read.
说实在，我也不记得我怎么会有这本书。
And I honestly can't remember how I even got this book.
我读过几遍之后的话，说实在，我还不是很明白为什么主要让我看到这本书。
After reading it several times, I still didn't quite understand why the Lord had me read the book.
但是在退休会当中，
主
慢慢让我明白为什么要让我看到这本书。
But during the retreat, I understood why the Lord had me read the book.
我们不要以我们自己的想法来取代主他自己的想法。
Let's not replace the Lord's thought with our own ideas.
还是以想我们自己做一些事情来取代神他自己所要做的工作。
Or to take the place of what he is to do with our own thoughts.
因为是神他自己要见证他的儿子耶稣基督。
Because it is God who wants to testify his own son.
我们知道在旧约的圣经当中，神的百姓十二个支派，他们是围绕的会幕里面一个神见证的柜。
We know that in the Old Testament, the lives of God's people, the 12 tribes, they center around the Ark of Covenant as they set up the tabernacle.
这就是预表神所有的儿女，他们是要围绕在主耶稣基督的生活的中心。
This foreshadowed that the lives of God's children should be centered on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要成为主耶稣的见证，我们必须要改变。
To become witnesses for Jesus Christ, we must shift the focus of our lives.
我们不能再以我们自己为中心。
We have to cease from being self-centered.
我们所有所求都是要神围绕着我们，我们所要、所求、所想、所一切都是要神以我为主。
And cease from demanding that God revolves around our needs, desires, thoughts, and wants, and we seek to satisfy our very self-centered cravings.
神要我们悔改归正。
God wants us to repent and be converted.
是要让我们的生活是围绕着主耶稣基督。
So that our lives will revolve around Jesus Christ.
我们要反过来，我们一切所行、所想、所要的。
We need to come back, return, so that all our thoughts, our desires, and actions
是要去执行神所托付给我们的使命。
Would be directed toward fulfilling the commission that the Lord, that He has entrusted to us.
让主耶稣基督在里面引导我们的生命。
So that the Lord Jesus Christ will guide our lives from within.
让我们的生活当中能够活出主耶稣。
And enable us to live out His life and to reflect His likeness.
我们要效法神的儿子耶稣基督的模样。
We're to be conformed to the image of God's Son.
神他要从我们每一个神的儿女身上所得到的，就主耶稣基督他的自己。
What God desires from us, being His children, is only the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有其他的。
There is nothing else.
只有主耶稣基督。
God only wants Jesus Christ.
神当初他悦纳亚伯他所献上的。
When God accepted Abel's offering.
因为那是预表神的儿子耶稣基督。
Because it typifies his son, Jesus Christ.
神他并不悦纳该隐 他所献上的。
God did not accept Cain's offering.
但是他自己觉得他自己最好的，他所努力得到。
But Cain considered his offering was the best, and that it was because it was obtained through his own efforts.
但是那不是神所要的。
But that's not what God desired.
在罗马书里面第八章二十九节，我们一起来念。
In Romans 8:29, let's read together.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为只有主耶稣基督，他是一个出熟的果子。
Because Jesus Christ alone is the first fruit.
他是要成为我们所有神儿女的一个最好的榜样。
He is to be the best example for all of us, God's children.
他将来还要带领我们这些神的儿女越来越像他。
In time, we will be increasingly more and more like him.
让我们能够进入神的荣耀当中。
So that we can enter into God's glory.
主耶稣他也告诉我们，你们只有一位师尊，就是基督。
The Lord Jesus also tells us, you have only one teacher, and that is Christ.
在四福音当中，已经非常清楚地将主耶稣基督，神儿子，显现在我们。
The four Gospels of the New Testament clearly reveals the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们九月份开始教会要读约翰福音。
Starting in September, our church is going to start reading the Gospel of John.
说到主耶稣，神的儿子。
That it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我们要再好好的回到圣经当中去，好好的思考，好好的揣摩。
We must come back to the Bible and ponder it and meditate on it.
看看耶稣他所行的，他所说的。
To see what he did and what he spoke.
从他身上我们看到神他的自己。
And through him we can see God himself.
我们不需要再去寻找世界上面人自己想出来的任何的哲学或者是道理。
We don't need to seek in or learn any philosophy or doctrine devised by human minds.
我们人生的目标也千万不要再去以那些世上有名的或者是成功所谓成功的人当作我们想要效法的。
We no longer should idolize worldly celebrities or emulate the so-called successful people.
因为主耶稣就是为我们立下最好的一个根基。
Because the Lord Jesus has already laid the firmest foundation for us.
我们只要在这个根基上面好好的建造，不需要再去找其他的根基。
We must build upon this foundation that He has laid for us. We need not to go find other foundation.
圣经上面说，匠人所砌的石头已经成了房角的石。
The Bible tells us that the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
虽然世界上有很多人还不认识主耶稣，也不愿意接受主耶稣。
Although many in this world do not know or refuse to believe or accept the Lord Jesus.
也没有那个渴慕想要像主耶稣那样子。
And that they are not willing to be like him.
但是我们这些蒙恩的人。
But we who have been saved.
主耶稣确实有永远的根基
the Lord,
我们最好的一个榜样
Lord Jesus remains to be our eternal foundation and our eternal example
所以呢我们要将我们的身体献上当作活祭
Therefore we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice
是为了让我们在这个已经在我们里面的这个主耶稣的生命能够真实的活出来
This is so that the life of the Lord Jesus can truly and authentically be lived out
不再受到我们这个人的肉体的限制。
No longer be hindered by our flesh.
在罗马书里面十二章一到二节，我们一起来念。
Romans 12:1-2, let's read together.
所以弟兄们，我们以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们要如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界。只要心以更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
神他不会强迫我们去做他喜悦的事情。
God does not force us to do what pleases him.
因为他要给我们的 心是跟他一样的心。
Because he has given us a heart that is like his.
他是要我们自己心甘情愿乐意的将我们自己献上。
He wants us a heart to be willing and joyful. Our offering would be one that would be a joyful offering to him.
让我们能够成为神可以使用一个器皿。
To become a vessel that he can use.
在这个器皿里面可以盛装神他的生命。
And that within this vessel, it holds the life of God.
神他的心才有办法取代我们的心。
So that his heart can replace that of ours.
也让我们能够以基督的心为心。
So that we can have the mind of Christ.
在腓立比书二章五到八节，这是我们非常熟悉的经节。
In Philippians 2:5-8, these verses we're very familiar with.
求主耶稣他来。开启我们的心。
May the Lord open our eyes.
那我们所看到的不是只是这经节上面说到主耶稣他如何的谦卑，如何的顺服。
So that we not only just look at how humble the Lord, or obedient the Lord was.
那我们看到是一个神儿子的生命。
But that what we see is the life of the Son of God.
而且我们要更认识，这是父神要我们每个神的儿女也有同样的生命。
And that God the Father wants us to have such a life.
因为这样的生命是父神他所喜爱的。
Because this is a life that God so desires.
我们可不能靠着圣灵来慢慢地改变我们的生命。
By the Holy Spirit, our lives can be changed.
除掉我们肉体一切阻挡，让这个生命能够活出来。
To remove all the hindrances of our natural flesh so that this life can be lived out.
我们要活出主耶稣的生命，我们必须付上代价。
If we are to live out the Lord Jesus' life, we must pay the price.
主耶稣他也告诉我们说，不背起他的十字架来跟随我的，不配做我的门徒。
The Lord tells us that whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
得着生命的必要丧失生命，为我丧失生命的将要得到生命。
Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it.
罪人的生命只想从神那边一直得到，得到。
Sinners only want to receive more and more from God.
却不喜欢付出。
But does not want to pay any price, does not want to give.
误以为呢，我们所有的都是白白的恩典，都是白白的得到。
And we mistakenly believe that since everything is free,
我不需要付出任何代价，我就可以得到。
I need not to make any effort whatsoever.
是的，救恩是白白得到的。
Yes, grace of salvation is freely given.
但是那是因为主耶稣已经为我们付上了赎价。
That's because the Lord Jesus has already paid the ransom.
不是我们能够做什么，我们只要相信接受。
That was nothing we can do. All we can do is believe and receive.
但是撒旦他的谎言是让我们相信我不需要付出任何的代价。
But Satan's lie is that we don't need to pay any price.
我不需要付出任何代价，我就可以脱掉我这败坏的生命。
And then I can shed this old life of mine.
我就可以脱掉这旧生命在我身上的束缚。
And then I can just shed all the hindrances of this old life.
如果我们真的相信，我不需要付代价，我生命就可以得到改变的话。
If we believe that no price is required, that we can just forever remain bound,
这样撒旦他就可以继续不断的来欺骗我们。
Then Satan can continue to deceive us.
让我们受制在这个旧的生命当中。
And we will forever be bound by this old life.
让我们里面已经有的那个主耶稣的生命没有办法真实的活出来。
Then the new life of the Lord within us cannot be lived out.
所以我们必须要付上代价。
So we must pay the price.
我们必须要丢弃我们一些我们原本喜爱的。
We must let go of our old desires.
我们必须要听从圣灵在我们里面的声音。
And we must listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit in us.
不付出代价，我们没有办法 成为神的见证。
If we don't pay the price, we cannot be his witness.
主耶稣托给我们使命是要让我们成为他的见证。
The commission which the Lord has entrusted to us is to be his witness.
这个见证就是我们这般蒙了他的恩典，被他分别出来的，我们要活出他的生命。
And to become a witness for the Lord means that we who have been graciously called out from the world, redeemed by his precious blood.
而这个就是脱离我们原本这些罪人败坏的生命，而能够活出一个新的生命，属神的生命。
And we belong to him, we're to live out the life resurrected as the Lord Jesus. This involves being delivered from our former rebellious sinful life.
所有的见证中心就是只有主耶稣基督，神的儿子他自己。
Because the core of the testimony is that of the Son of God.
这是要让圣灵在我们里面做不断变化我们的生命。
This requires the Holy Spirit continually renew us and transform us.
这也是我们每一个人自己心甘情愿愿意将自己献上，成为神可以使用的器皿。
That is, each of us must decide to willingly dedicate ourselves, submit to the teachings of the Scripture.
让圣灵、圣经不断地来带领我们。
And follow the Holy Spirit's guidance.
而且我们有这个信心，是神他所要完成的工作，不是靠我自己。
And to have faith that God will certainly accomplish that is not by my own strength.
主的见证是在我们每个弟兄姐妹里面一点一点的活出来。
The testimony of the Lord is to be revealed bit by bit in every child of God.
当我们共同在这一个教会里面活出耶稣基督的见证。
So that together we manifest the within the body of Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣要共同在我们教会里面完成的工作。
And so that his work he is to accomplish in the church.
让我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们可以一起活出耶稣基督他柔美的生命。
And that together we can live out his glorious life.
这是我们每一个人到时候在主耶稣面前所要交的账。
This is the account that each one of us as God's children will have to give.
神量我们的标准不是我们做了什么。
God's standard of measurement is how.
不是我们做了些什么。
It's not what we have done.
神是按照神儿子耶稣基督来量我们每一个人。
But that he measures us according to his son, Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的生命在我们里面有多少的真实。
How much reality is there of the Son of God in us?
神他已经恢复了我们在神当初创造那样一个生命。
God has already restored in us the life that he has created us with.
让那位昔在、今在、永在的神能够从我们身上能够活出来。
So that the God who was and is to come can be lived out through us.
这是我们所有塑造的人一个最高的荣耀。
This is the highest glory of us as created beings.
活出主耶稣基督也是我们每一个得救了神的儿女一个最大的使命。
It is also the greatest lifelong commission for every child of God who has been saved.
这也更是我们一生的价值。
This is also the highest worth of our life existence.
回想我们人算什么？神竟然将这样一个荣耀的神的身份、生命放在我们里面。
Who are we that God places His life in us?
让我们能够像神有那样的生命。
That we can have a life. That we can have His life.
这是神他永远的旨意，也是我们被造的目的。
This is God's eternal purpose and the reason that we are created.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
让我们有这样一个心愿。
May we have such a heart.
要成为神的见证。
May we have such a heart's desire that we be His witnesses.
我要让主耶稣从我里面活出。
I want to live out His life within me.
我们来唱圣徒诗歌314首。
Let's
hear. 从我活出你的自己。
Let us sing hymn 314, Live Out Thy Life Within Me.
我们请我们团队来带我们唱这首诗歌。
We ask the worship team to lead us.
我们同齐来唱这首诗歌。
Let's all stand and sing this hymn together.
愿我们成为耶稣基督的见证人。
May we all become the witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们身上活出主的样式。
Live out thy life within me.
从里面就露结，全体现在都当树木，我的身体紧紧攻，做你顺服安静怒呼，只有被你来推动。
请姐妹
Sisters，
所有肢体每个时刻，耶稣等候你发言，准备为今天来负责，或是不容放一边。耶稣没有不安追求，没有紧张。乃是柔软安静安心，脱离倾向与成见，让你能够自由定义，让你对我有指点，从我活出你的自己。主，你是我生命，对于我的所有问题，求你以你为答应，从我活出你的旨意。耶稣，你是我生命，对于我。所有问题，求你以你为答应。
Yes, the Lord is the glorious answer to all of our questionings.
是的，主，你是我们所有问题的答案。
And as Brother Zheng Yi asked, how much reality of the Son of God is within us?
刚才正义弟兄问我们，我们的生命里面有多少神儿子？的真实。
We just really pray that He lives out His life within us.
我们祷告求主，让他的生命从我们活出。
And Lord, make Your Spirit continually transform us and renew us every day.
求你的圣灵不断不断的改变我们，让我们的生命能够像你的生命。
And make us testimonies of You in this world.
让我们成为在这个世。在世界，我们成为你的见证。
We ask this in the Lord's name. Amen.
奉主的名祷告。
So everyone can be seated.
请坐。